you're coming up against a very experienced manager that knows how to get out of this league. He's done it three times, and he's someone that has always been helpful towards myself whenever I spoke to him. He's very, very good at his job. He's got some good players in already, having gone and watched them the other night, and they make nine changes, you know. That team then goes and beats Swansea, so it shows you the level of the squad and the like you say, the fresh out of the Premiership. But it's a game we're really looking forward to.
Did you dread him calling regarding Jordan Rhodes about 13 months ago, something like that?
Well, that was when there was a hell of a lot of conversations between the two of us, and he knows all about Jordan and what he would have brought to his team, and I'm sure that they're planning for this weekend to try and stop the lad that is in unbelievable form. Just in the last three games, I think he's had 13, 14 shots and he scored four. Eight of those have been on target. So we've got to make sure the responsibility of the others is to keep setting him up and providing him with chances, because his conversion rate is fantastic.
Knowing him as you do, is he disappointed with that conversion ratio?
Yeah, I think so. I've said to him a couple of times he could be in double figures already.
Looking at Hull City and an away game, which is going to be an atmosphere over there, isn't it? You always get one over there. But if you get the first goal, how important is that in an away match in this division? We've seen it. You do it at Queen's Park Rangers and almost get the result.
Yeah, it's important in any game, but like you say, but especially when you're away from home, and like you say, there'll be a big crowd there, and if we can get our noses in front, then that just adds a little bit more to the tension, if you like, to the home supporters, and hopefully we can kick on and see that through. But, you know, it's going to be a tough challenge, and one that we're relishing.
You spoke in glowing terms about Tom Lawrence post-match last Saturday. What is his best position to find him in the football field, Gary? You work with him every day. He seems like he can pop up in a variety of places, but is there one sort of area that you earmark and say, that is where Tom will be at his best?
When we brought him in because of his ability and the fact that he could score goals and create goals. Where he plays on the pitch doesn't really have that much of a bearing for him, because he would still go about it. And like you say, he finds himself popping up in great areas. But I think if you were to say to him which would be his preferred position, he would definitely tell you where he came on Saturday.